Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. Keeping you and your family healthy has never been more important. Part and parcel of being healthy is keeping cholesterol levels in check, because increased levels lead to a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes. There's a lot involved in this topic, and our guest, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will share some important information to help get you and keep you cholesterol, keep it at a very healthy level, and most importantly, we'll do it naturally. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yes, and how amazing is it after all these years? Here's a topic we've never discussed before, but it's so imperative that we keep our cholesterol levels in check.
You know, it really is, and I tried to emphasize that naturally. You hear so many people, especially in my age group, talking about the cholesterol medication they're on. I almost feel badly that I don't have to take it. But you're talking about how to do it naturally. That's why this program is so important. And all of this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's start off by talking about exactly what are we talking about here, cholesterol. How serious is this issue of high cholesterol?
All right. So it is so serious that nearly one in every three Americans have high cholesterol. And that's a condition, as you probably are aware, without signs and symptoms, which can up your risk for heart disease and stroke. So what is cholesterol? It's a substance made in the liver that's vital to human life. You can also get cholesterol through foods. And since plants do not create cholesterol, only animal products do, like meat and dairy, you already have a little hint at the first step you can take to start lowering your levels of cholesterol.
Yep.
But keep in mind that your cholesterol levels build over time, and that's why they tend to go up as you age. Doctors monitor it because after about age 20, your cholesterol levels are a healthy bit of info for assessing health risks and coronary heart disease, according to the American Heart Association.
So another reason to eat more Brussels sprouts, because you're not going to pick up extra cholesterol from Brussels sprouts, right?
That is right, and
okay.
All kinds of sprouts.
Well, yeah, and you're the sprout lady, so all kinds of sprouts and spinach and all of that. As you read about cholesterol, do we need some cholesterol in our body to be healthy?
Now, that's a great question, and it's absolutely true. You need a little cholesterol in your body to function, but when you have too much of the wrong kind of cholesterol, that will increase your chances of related health problems. In medical terms, the amount of cholesterol that you have is an indication of how... I'm hesitating because in a moment we'll talk about HDL, LDL, and what all this means, but it's an indication of how much fatty substances are circulating in your bloodstream, and that increases your chance of heart attack, stroke, and more.
We're talking about natural ways to lower cholesterol. Our guest back on the program, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. Her website is a treasure chest of information on all, not just on lowering cholesterol, but all aspects of a healthier lifestyle. All of her books are listed there, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Let's jump into it then. What are some of the different kinds of cholesterol? And where on that doctor's number scale should we be for health? Because we hear that all the time.
Yes.
And I really don't know exactly what those numbers are.
Yes, it can get confusing, but I'm going to make it really simple. We're talking about evaluating cholesterol test results. And your test results will include details about your good cholesterol. That's the HDL, the high-density lipoprotein, which is protective. You want that higher. The bad cholesterol level, the LDL, the triglycerides, and your total blood cholesterol. Ideal LDL cholesterol levels, so write this down, for adults are less than 100 mgDL, that's milligrams per deciliter. So you want less than 100 for the LDL. If you have above 160, that's very high. total cholesterol should be no higher than 200. I wouldn't even want to be close to 200. Over 240 is considered high. I like to keep mine between about 150 to 165. Good HDL readings, remember you want that to be higher, it's protective, are around 60 mg/dL or higher. If it's below 40, that indicates a much higher risk for heart disease. So we've got all these numbers that, and once a year we should get our blood profile done. LDL is the bad type of cholesterol. Why? It forms plaques in your heart's arteries that block and interfere with your blood flow, and in some cases can rupture or form a blood clot. If you're overweight, if you have other health risks like family history of heart disease, diabetes, or high blood pressure, your doctor may want to do more testing as a preventative measure at least once a year. You know, I always tell clients that it's important to start somewhere. So if you're listening to this, you've never had a blood profile, that would be hard to believe. But we need to get a baseline. And as you adopt lifestyle changes, everything starts shifting. And the improvements you see at 6 weeks often increase by 3 months. And what's more, if you're already taking medications like statins to improve your LDL cholesterol levels, these changes can improve their cholesterol-lowering effect and may lead to the need to eliminate medication with your doctor's supervision always. You don't just abruptly ever go off doctor's medications.
It's interesting. You talk about LDL, and now we know that if it's high, it's bad. If it's high, you've got some serious problems. What are the common causes of high LDL?
Yes, yeah, another good question. Well, people inherit their abnormal cholesterol levels. In some cases, not in every case, but in some cases, it can be heredity. For other people, their high results may be due to one or more risk factors, such as age, high blood pressure, the smoking habit, you never want to smoke, or a poor diet. And in terms of diet, high LDL cholesterol often develops when you eat foods high in saturated fat, such as milk, cheese, butter, ice cream, and mayonnaise, as well as high-fat meats like bacon, beef, cold cuts, hot dogs, and breakfast sausages. The two best ways to lower and maintain your cholesterol levels include drug therapies as well as lifestyle practices. In other words, watching what you eat, staying active, and maintaining a healthy weight.
Natural ways to lower cholesterol, our topic on the program today, This Week in America. Our guest is SusanSmithJones.com. Her website is SusanSmithJones.com, internationally acclaimed holistic health and lifestyle expert, best-selling author. We'll talk about her books before we wrap up the program today and how to get information on this topic and so much more at her website. Give us an overview on some of the natural ways to lower cholesterol, which is the goal. Medication is fine. It has its place. But to do it naturally, how do we go about finding the natural ways to lower cholesterol?
Yes. Now, this is my favorite discussion here. It's important to understand that at any age whatsoever, if you're in your 30s, 50s, 70s, or 90s, making even small improvements to your lifestyle and diet will help improve your overall health and might also help you lose weight too. Cleaning up your diet by focusing on eating foods that are high in soluble fibers and protein but low in saturated fats and trans fats can help lower your cholesterol buildup. And don't forget the importance of, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment, regular exercise. When making your heart-healthy plan to lower your cholesterol, aim for at least, I know you're doing this, 30 minutes of daily physical activity to your weekly routine, 30 minutes. And whether or not you're on medications, if you can make a few lifestyle changes by emphasizing more plant-based foods in your diet, that will definitely improve your cholesterol levels and make a huge difference.
All of this information, so much more, on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You can link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about some of these specifically. Reducing saturated fats, is that the fat we really need to avoid?
Really, really, really do. These are found primarily in red meat, full-fat dairy products, and because they raise your total cholesterol. These should be at the top of your list of foods to avoid, or at least cut back consuming. Decreasing your consumption of saturated fats can reduce that low-density lipoprotein, the LDL cholesterol, and remember, that's the bad cholesterol. There's also trans fats. You want to eliminate those totally. These are often listed on labels as partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, and they're often used in margarines and store-bought cookies, crackers, cakes, and the Food and Drug Administration, you know, the FDA, banned the use, because it's so dangerous for your health, of partially hydrogenated vegetable oils since January 1st of 2021. But, and so read your food labels, because there's still many foods on shelves that still have it in there. It hasn't been removed yet. You also want to eat, you want to then eliminate those, but then add in rich omega-3 fatty acids. These omega-3 fatty acids don't affect your LDL, but they do have other heart-healthy benefits, including reducing your blood pressure. Plant foods with omega-3 fatty acids includes, and we've talked about this in previous shows, walnuts, chia seeds, and flax seeds. Fish species like shark, swordfish, king mackerel, they are high in omega-3 fatty acids, but I recommend to avoid them because they could be very high in mercury. In lieu of eating fish, maybe with the exception of deep cold water salmon, fresh, not farm-raised, but caught in the wild.
Right.
But instead of that, you can use clean third-party tested fish oil. We also want to increase our soluble fiber because that reduces the absorption of cholesterol in your bloodstream, and it's found in foods like oatmeal, kidney beans, really all legumes. One of your favorites you just mentioned, Brussels sprouts,
yes.
Apples, pears, or other samples of good soluble fiber. But remember, too much fiber adding in all at once in your diet can cause abdominal cramps or bloating. So start the increase slowly.
Yeah, sort of, and then, work of course, up to that.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, work up to that is what I'm saying with the fiber.
Yes. Yes, work up. You don't want to abruptly change everything overnight. Adding in more veggies, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes, and organic whole grains to your diet can help your cholesterol levels and reduce plaque buildup. I also want to say, chill out and laugh more. Get lost in a good book, meet a friend for a coffee or tea, watch some pet videos, watch comedies on TV. This has been found, along with onions, weight training exercise, to increase your HDL level, the protective one.
You know, it's interesting, as we talk about lowering cholesterol, I think most of us would think, okay, this is going to be 100% diet-oriented. You're talking about something as simple as watching a funny show on television, laughing a little bit, and that works, right? I mean, you're saying you need to chill out and stop reading the newspaper and watching news on television.
You know, that is so right, because we're a whole being, holistic health, body, mind, and spirit work as one. If you don't laugh enough, you'll be more easily stressed out. And the more stressed you are, the more that will affect your cholesterol level. So, but I want to say one of my favorite discussions when it has to do with cholesterol is the benefits of exercise. Exercise can help raise your HDL cholesterol level. That's so important, because you could have a little bit higher overall cholesterol level, but if the HDL, the high-density lipoprotein level, the protective level, if that's higher, then you're not so much in a dangerous zone. And with your doctor's approval, you want to work up to, what did I say, at least 30 minutes of exercise. I say do it every day, but at least 5 times a week. You could also do 20 minutes of more vigorous aerobic activity. Let's say you had an incline trainer at your house, and that, you know, you have it at a 40-degree level, 20 minutes, that would be a very vigorous aerobic workout, 20 minutes,
yes,
you know, 5 times a week. You might want to wear one of those fitness trackers so you can monitor your heart rate. I actually don't want to wear one of those because of EMF that comes off of them. I'm always aware of that, but I know they're really big with a lot of people to check their heart rates and how many steps they've taken. A pedometer will help you check that. But adding in physical activity, even in short little intervals during the day, can be beneficial and help you lower your cholesterol and lose weight, such as taking a brisk walk during your lunch hour or starting your day with exercise and getting it out of the way. That's always my preference. That means no excuses can get in the way throughout the day. And you get those great endorphins, those happy hormones going early in the morning that will benefit you all day.
Yes.
Play a favorite sport. Yeah, do yard work after getting home from work. And to help you stay motivated, I know you do this, Rick, consider finding an exercise buddy or joining an exercise group at the local park or the local gym. But it's very difficult to be vibrantly healthy if exercise is not a part of your routine.
Well, there's nothing like a happy hormone, and you heard it here on today's This Week in America. I'm going to take about 20 seconds here. We're going to take a break, but you mentioned the fitness trackers that so many of us wear, and you're saying you're not. Why is that? Are we going to be radioactive if we use one?
Well, I do know a few people that my next-door neighbor just introduced one into her lifestyle, and she started getting headaches. She couldn't sleep well. She could feel her heart beating a little bit faster. And in an upcoming book, I've written a lot about EMFs, you know, electromagnetic frequency and radiation, that it's part of our modern lifestyle, from our phones and our computers, our iPads, the telephone wires outside, and even now everything's moving to 5G, right?
Yes.
So there's more and more radiation that can really wreak havoc on your body. So anyway, on my website, I talk about the EMFs and what you can do to minimize their negative effect on your body.
That's very good. I went in that direction because you mentioned that. So basically, if you glow in the dark, you might want to double check the fit tracker just to be on the safe side.
Yes, and if your hair turns curly that was once straight,
you're bald, and then that will, and you have curly hair when you get up in the morning, you've got another issue to deal with. That's a whole other program. Natural Ways to Lower Cholesterol. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and she is back after these messages. Welcome back This Week in America, the program. Our guest on the program is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She is talking today about natural ways to lower cholesterol. Her website is susansmithjones.com. As we were talking before, you mentioned if anybody is still smoking, stop. I don't know who could still be smoking at like $35 a pack tax they have on those here in Florida. Talk about anyone stop smoking. The urgency, not just for this, but why they should stop smoking.
So are you serious? In Florida, do they really tax it $35?
I exaggerate, but I think only slightly.
Okay.
They keep raising it. Every time there's a shortfall, they end up raising the tax on cigarettes.
Okay. If I ever, you know, I live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area. I can smell someone smoking a mile away. And if I ever, and you're not supposed to be smoking in this area, but if I ever see someone coming towards me, I'll cross the street, I'll hold my breath, or I'll fan my nose when I go by just to let them know, come on, you know, whatever you need to do. And there are ways to quit smoking. It's just, It is so terrible for your body, and people don't know who smoke that you can smell it in their hair, their skin, their clothing.
Their clothing, I
you
was
know,
going
they
to say,
think
yes.
They brush their teeth and nobody will know. That's not the truth. But quitting smoking, Rick, improves your HDL cholesterol level, the good stuff. And the benefits take effect very quickly. Listen to this. Within 20 minutes of quitting smoking, your blood pressure and heart rate recover from the cigarette-induced spike. Within 3 months of quitting, your blood circulation and lung function begin to improve. That's 3 months. Within a year of quitting, your risk of heart disease is half that of a smoker. So you'll get the benefits quickly. Whatever you need to do to quit smoking, do it.
Yes, I asked the benefits you gave them. They're shocking. And how quickly you can recover from this. And all of this on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's go back again, the importance of weight loss in terms of lowering your cholesterol.
Yeah. Now, don't underestimate the importance of this. Carrying even a few extra pounds contributes to higher cholesterol. I'll give you some examples. If you're overweight, drop just 10 pounds and you'll cut your LDL by up to 8%.
Wow.
Small changes, Rick, add up. If you drink sugary beverages, switch to purified, like alkaline water. On my website, I encourage you to go to the search bar, put in ionizer plus, put in alkaline water, put in molecular hydrogen. You can read about how that therapy helps to get rid of all the EMFs and negative effects in your body. Put in infrared sauna in my search bar, and you'll learn how to completely detoxify your body. But if you crave something sweet, you know, skip the sugary drinks. Snack on, I'd say, air-popped popcorn, cut up raw veggies, keep track of the calories if you need to. And if you crave something sweet, go for delicious fruit.
You can't go
wrong
with fruit.
And I'm not talking about dried fruit like dates and other, but delicious high water content fruit like pineapples or grapes, mangoes, papayas, berries, melons. You can't go wrong with that.
And after a while, and it doesn't take that long, all of a sudden, no, I think I'll stick with the raspberries. Thank you. I'll pass on the Snickers. I mean, after a while, you really look forward to having the fruit. Mental left here. If lifestyle changes are not enough, any other suggestions? What else can we do?
Yes. Now, and it takes about 10 days to re-educate your taste buds. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit. So sometimes healthy lifestyle changes may not initially be enough, but the daily use of freshly ground flaxseed or supplementing your diet with garlic, that helps with cholesterol and can provide support. If your doctor recommends medication to help lower your cholesterol, take it as prescribed while continuing your lifestyle changes, because these lifestyle changes can help you keep your medication dose low. And always be sure to take an active role in monitoring your own cholesterol levels. You're your own best doctor, and reducing your risk of heart disease by making an appointment to see your doctor. Don't put it off.
Words to live by, literally live by. All of this, of course, on Dr. Susan's website, as well as information on your latest book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. What will we find on the website? And actually, while you're there ordering the book, you can sign up for the free Healthy Living newsletters, can't you?
Yes. So go right to SusanSmithJones.com. If you click on New Book, you'll learn all about Wired for High-Level Wellness. You might like my book all about growing your own sprouts called Kitchen Gardening, or my exercise book called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. And if you haven't signed up yet, go right to the homepage. And in the picture of me, it says free monthly newsletters. Once a month, you get a beautiful newsletter that has great health information, different information every month, lots of beautiful photos. And when you sign up, and it takes 10 seconds to sign up, you get free ebooks from me. One is a full color cookbook. Another is a book about getting rid of allergies and colds. Another one is about the herbs and spices you might use in cooking that also heal your body. You get lots of gifts from me, and it's all free. So make sure you sign up.
And all you have to do is go to SusanSmithJones.com. All the information there for our guest on the program, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. All of this information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan, a pleasure having you with us. We'll do it again next month. Great topic, natural ways to lower cholesterol. More on our website. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
And it'll come before you know it here. The months go by quickly. We'll have Dr. Susan with another interesting topic. And again, all this information on today, natural ways to lower cholesterol, on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.